USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal court in Washington, D.C. has sentenced former Trump associate Roger Stone to 40 months in prison. A jury convicted Stone of 7 felony counts, including obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. As far as the attorneys talking for nearly 2 hours on Thursday and what took so long, Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano tells Fox News,
whatever she says and does is going to be scrutinized not only by the public and those of us who scrutinize it for a living, but by the people on the ninth floor of the building she's in, which is the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit.
The U.S. State Department is blaming Russia for a cyber attack against the country of Georgia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo released a statement saying that the Russia GRU carried out the attack in late October. The statement goes on to say the people of Georgia were directly affected by the attack. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Finest Stone has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve a historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
President Trump making an announcement regarding a new cabinet member. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump's appointing U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell to be the acting director of national intelligence, tweeting late yesterday that Grenell is highly respected and has represented the U.S. exceedingly well. Grenell takes the job from Joseph McGuire. McGuire has been acting DNI since Dan Coats resigned last August.
Snow in the southeastern part of the United States has North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper telling folks to be prepared.
The entire state is under either a winter storm advisory or warning through tomorrow morning. This winter storm will affect most parts of North Carolina.
Cooper says some parts of the state could see whiteout conditions due to heavy snow and gusty winds with accumulations of 3 to 6 inches across the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump was busy campaigning during the presidential debate on Wednesday night. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
President Trump was speaking at a rally in Phoenix, Arizona, where he railed once again against the impeachment trial.
It was the radical left's pathetic attempts to nullify your ballots, poison our democracy, and overthrow our entire system of government. But guess what? They failed, and our poll numbers are higher today than they've ever been before.
Going a little bit more in depth on the president's visit to Phoenix, these folks were at the rally and say the president is doing a great job.
As long as we can keep the economy up and we can keep things moving forward, I think that we'll stay a steady red.
He needs to keep what he's doing. Doing what he's doing. Because while everybody's over here paying attention to impeachment and all the crap that they're talking about and all the lies and all the stuff that they're blind, you know, whatever they're doing over here, he's doing his job. And he's doing what we voted him in to do.
I've never voted in my life, and I'm voting for the first time this November for Trump. I feel he's the first person to really earn my vote.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1962 when John Glenn becomes the first American to orbit Earth. For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.